Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. The storm is over now. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. No more crying at night. The storm is over now. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Amen. I thank you so much for tuning in, taking time out of your busy schedule on this Monday evening to be a part of the broadcast and, you know, to just come in to fellowship with me and spend this hour with me. We are here to encourage each other, and I'm here to tell you that I am my sister's keeper. Amen. I am my sister's keeper, and I thank God for you. I don't know if you heard it today, but I want to tell you that I thank God for you. I thank God for you, and I thank God for the God in you. Amen. I thank God for you, and I thank God for the God in you. Amen. God truly, truly, truly has supernaturally connected us. I may have never met you, but I know that nothing happens by chance. And I know that there's something that God wants to do in me through you and something that God wants to do in you through me. So I thank God for the opportunity to be in your life. And I came to tell you today, don't worry about the storm, because the storm is over now. Amen. Amen. I pray that you've had a blessed day. I pray that the day has been blessed for you already. I've had a really busy day. My days are really busy lately. I have been going through my own personal storm. I have been going through my own personal storm with my family. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my husband. I thank God for my children. Amen. I thank God, hallelujah, for our own personal storm. Because how many of you know that the storm, if you allow it to, the storm will make you, stronger. The storm will make you wiser. Amen. So even though we don't like the storm, and even though no one wants to go through the storm, we have to thank God for the storm, because there is a blessing that's going to come as a result of the storm. I said, thank God for the storm, because there is a blessing that's going to come as a result of the storm. Amen. So I thank God for my storm, even though I didn't like it when I first entered into the storm. You know, when it starts to rain, we look for the umbrella. Amen. We start looking around for the umbrella. We start looking around for excuses not to go out into the rain. But God enables us to go forth. And Jesus is my umbrella. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus is my umbrella. God will shield you in the middle of the storm. The Bible says when we abide in the secret place of the Most High, my God, God will protect you. You just have to abide in that secret place. You have to get in a close connection with God. You have to hold on to the Lord and walk closely with him. He'll take you through the valleys. He'll take you through to the mountaintops. He'll take you to the in-between places. Amen. He will open doors that no man can close. He will close doors that should not be open. God will do it. Amen. So hold on. Hold on. Because the storm is already over. It's over. You might still say, well, it's still cloudy outside, Pastor Rebecca. It's still raining. As a matter of fact, it's snowing. It's frigid. It's cold. I don't think I can survive. I'm going through my own personal winter. But I'm here to tell you to hold on, because in the supernatural realm, God has declared today that the storm is over now. Amen. I can shout on that one all by myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, yes, We are walking through our own personal storms. You may be walking through a storm. I'm walking through a storm. But I declare and decree that the storm is over. That means that even though it's still raining, even though it's still cold outside, even though there may be a hurricane or a tornado taking place in your life, supernaturally, God has already stepped into tomorrow and taken control of the storm. Amen. And guess what? At the end of the day, you survive. At the end of the day, I have survived. Amen. Because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And none of this stuff that we're going through now can take us out. Amen. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. You are victorious through Christ Jesus. You might say it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't look like it. I don't know how God's going to do this. Well, listen, we don't go by our feelings, and we definitely don't go by what we see, and we don't always know how God's going to work things out because we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So keep on walking, daughter. Keep on walking, my sister. Keep on walking, girlfriend. Keep on walking, woman of God. Keep on walking. Keep on walking through that storm. Keep on walking. God, let Jesus be your umbrella. God's going to bring you out. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll be praying for you. And you pray for me. Amen. Because we need each other to survive. Like I said, I'm going through my own personal storm. But guess what? The storm is over now. Amen. It's already a done deal. Amen. But I got to go through the process. You have to go through the process. We have to go through the process. And guess what? We're going to come out as pure gold. Amen. So I thank God for the strength to make it through the storm. Amen. Praise God. Oh, well, I have a word. That's not, that wasn't the word. That's just an appetizer. You know how you have a meal and then God gives you an appetizer? Well, God gave us an appetizer today that the storm is over now. Amen. The storm is over now. That's a word for somebody. Somebody needed to hear that on today. The storm is over now. So even though you still see the elements of the storm raging around you, begin to change your perspective on that. And hear this word that's being declared today, that the storm is over now. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God right where you are. Praise him in your car. Praise him sitting at your desk. Praise him, hallelujah, in your bedroom. Praise God on your couch right now. Amen. Praise God on your job. Go ahead and give God some praise because he's worthy. I said God is worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. And that's right. Put a smile on your face. Turn that frown upside down and begin to put a smile on your face. Yes, 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 yes. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. We ain't got time. We don't have time for the pain. We don't have time for the frustration. We don't have time, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For limitations. We have too much to do. There's too much purpose in our lives, and we have to continue to move forward. Continue to press. Amen. So I again welcome you to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. God is good. I have a praise in my heart. I have a praise on my lips. Amen. Yet will I praise him. Anybody have that testimony today? Yet will I praise him. Yet will I give him the glory. Can I just be myself on this Monday night? My God, can I just say what comes out of my heart? My God, the Bible says out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, I don't come here on Monday nights to play or to do a show. I don't come to do a show. I just come to be real with my sisters. I come to be real with you. I come to encourage you in the Lord. I come to share with you whatever I might be going through. I might not be this up all the time. I might sometimes need some encouragement from you, but tonight, I tell you, tonight, the joy of the Lord truly is pushing me, my God, into a place of praise. I said, tonight, the joy of the Lord is pushing me to a place of praise, and I can't help but praise him. So I'll be praising him, amen, until we go off the air, and then even beyond that, I was praising him all day with my husband as we took care of some personal business, and I'm praising him. I was praising him on the couch when I got home, and now I'm still praising God, amen. So to God be the glory, amen, to God be the glory. I pray that you're well. I've been talking about me. I'm going to open the phone lines a little later on so that you can tell me how you're doing. Amen. Tell me what's going on with you. Give me your praise reports, or maybe I can pray for you and help pray you through. Amen. So I'll be opening the phone lines after I give you this brief word from the Lord. I ask you to go ahead and share about Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Let somebody know I'm on the air every single Monday, unless the Lord tells me no, or unless I just don't feel like it because I might be tired. But for the most part, I'm pressing to be here because I know that you're here. Amen. I thank God for all of you who faithfully listen. I see you. I see you out there. I thank God for your faithful listenership. Amen. And your support. Again, I ask that you tell somebody else about Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Amen. And they can listen to the archives. If you can't be here from 7 to 8, you can always come after 8 o'clock, about 5 after 8, 10 after 8. The archives will be available no later than 8:20 Eastern Standard Time. The archives will be available. Amen. So that you can go ahead and receive your word. I'm going to come every week. If I don't have a guest, I will personally bring you a word. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of the time I won't have a guest because it's a lot of work to line up guests, and I just don't have that kind of time because we do have the church, New Creation Christian Ministries, and we also have prayer on Tuesday right here on the same channel. We have prayer at 646-652-4832 every Tuesday from 7:30 until about 9 o'clock. Wednesday we have prayer and Bible study after church, New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And of course on Sundays we have a powerful worship service at the church at New Creation Christian Ministries. Thursday nights we have the Most Excellent Way. Did I tell you I was busy? I am busy. Amen. And I know you're busy too. Amen. Hallelujah. Thursday nights, we have the Most Excellent Way from 7:30 until 8:30, about 9 o'clock. But you can leave if you have to before that at the Hillside location. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you're welcome to join me. You come on over, and fellowship with me. Come on over and be empowered. Come on over and be encouraged. Come on over and encourage me. Come on over and give me a hug. Amen. And get a hug of love from me. Amen. Let us go into this word. I'm just going to take about 20 minutes. It's 7:20. So about 20 minutes or so just to share this word with you. Get your Bibles, my sisters. I believe there's nothing like the word of God. There's nothing like the word. Grab your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 52. Starting with verse 1, amen, hallelujah, and it reads, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth There shall be no, for henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down a third time into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught, that they rule over them and make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemy. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that says unto Zion, thy God reigns. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your hands upon our lives. Lord, I thank you for every woman, Father God, that's tuned in on tonight, God. Thank you for my sisters, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for their journeys, oh God. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for Father God, their personal storms, oh God. Thank you for being with them, oh God. Thank you for their lives, oh God. Lord, I just want to say thank you, God, and I praise you, God. I ask, Father God, that you speak through me, Father God. Father God, even as you give me a word to deposit into their spirits, oh God, I ask, Father God, that you use me, your woman servant, for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, encourage the discouraged, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And at the end of this day, God, we'll be ever so certain that you fill us with power, oh God, and set us on purpose to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, and let my sister say, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word God gave me to give you today is time to shift. It's time to shift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to shift. This word has been so prevalent over the last couple of days. On Saturday, I had the opportunity to minister out at a gathering. Hallelujah. At an event given by my good friend, Pastor Gwendolyn Lester Carson, who is the author of the new book, Standing on Trial, I Need You to Survive. Hallelujah. And as I was at that event, hallelujah, it's a rally that she gave and she invited me to come and share. And as I was at that event, and even before I got there, the Lord began to speak to me about the shift. Hallelujah. And as I began to minister the word, I ministered. And right after I ministered the apostle that afternoon, after we had lunch, and she stood up and she took her text and she began to minister, and she gave her title. And the title that she gave is, It's Time to Shift. Amen. Hallelujah. And she began to preach from the same general context, amen, that God has been speaking prophetically, hallelujah, to his people, that it's time to shift. She came from Isaiah 43, and I came from Isaiah 52, amen, and God is still using the prophet Isaiah to speak into our lives. And that word, when she said it, the Spirit of the Lord just fell so mightily in the room where we were meeting. Hallelujah. Because God was speaking and he was confirming his word through the apostle that he had given me, the prophet. God was confirming his word that he had given the prophet. He was confirming his word through the apostle. My God. Hallelujah. And God is still speaking today to you about the shift. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I got ready to come on today, God said, it's time to shift. He said, I want you to go. I might move a little different than I did on Saturday when I had you to speak. I'm not speaking the exact same word, but God says, I want you to go, and I want you to tell the women. I want you to tell my daughters, the daughters of Zion, that it's time to shift. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to shift. God, he not only is shifting you, but he wants you to shift yourself. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I said, not only is God shifting you, but he wants you to shift yourself. Amen. The first thing he wants you to do is wake up. God is saying, wake up. Wake up. Hallelujah. Put on your strength. Wake up. Get out of your spiritual slumber. Wake up. Hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to make you become weary in well-doing. Don't allow the devil to any longer put you to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil has been sending a spirit of slumber unto the daughters of Zion, trying to put us to sleep and make us go into a spiritual sleepiness. We've been a spiritual state of sleepiness where we're tired all of the time. Amen. And God is saying it's time to come out of that spirit of sleepiness. Shake yourself loose. Amen. Hallelujah. Get back your strength. Get back your power. Hallelujah. Put on your beautiful garment, glory, hallelujah, and stand up, hallelujah, as the woman of God that he's called you to be. Don't allow, hallelujah, the dirt that's been piled upon you. Don't allow the fact that people have been talking about you. Don't allow the fact that people have been coming against you. Don't allow the fact that people have been turning against you. Don't allow the fact that you have been rejected and oppressed. Don't allow that to stop you any longer. Shake yourself loose, my God. Go ahead and shake yourself. Go ahead and shake yourself, my God. God is saying, wake up, hallelujah, and shake yourself loose. Shake yourself from the dust. Shake yourself from the dirt that's been thrown on you. Hallelujah. God is saying today, I want you to drink deeply from the wells of your salvation. My God, I want you to drink deeply. Fill yourself up. Hallelujah. He said when he saved you that rivers of living water will flow forth from your belly. And God says, I need you to drink deeply from the wells of salvation that are in your own belly. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God says, drink deeply, daughter. Drink deeply from the world of salvation. It's time to nourish yourself again. It's time to reinvigorate yourself. And yes, it's even time, hallelujah, to get your strength back, to get your power back, to get your dunamis power back, to get your exousia power back. It's time to get your power back. It's time to fight. It's time to throw up your spiritual dukes and get back in the fight. It's not time to quit. It's time out for letting the devil have his way in your life. It's time out for the devil to be running rampant in your home. It's time out for the devil to be running rampant, hallelujah, in your marriage. It's time out for the devil to be running rampant in your ministry, even for you pastors out there. It's time out for you to allow the devil to run rampant in your church. It's time to put up your dukes in the spiritual realm and for you to begin to fight. Hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to sucker punch you. You got to throw the knockout punch. in the spirit realm. We don't fight with flesh and blood, but spiritual principalities, wickedness in high places. The devil's trying to kill you, but I came to tell you today that the devil is already defeated. It's time to shift. It's time to reposition yourself. It's time to shift your position. Hallelujah. Get up. Wake up. Hallelujah. My God, he said in the scripture, he said, I need you to arise and be seated. My God, when I saw that thing, I just went into a praise. God is saying it's time to reposition yourself. It's time to position yourself. It's time to take your rightful place. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us are under oppression because we're not positioned properly. My God, you have to take your kingdom position. You have to take your kingdom position. He says, arise from the dust. Get up from the dust. Adorn yourself in your beautiful garments and take your seat in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The Bible says you've been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That means that you have risen above your circumstances. That means that the devil is under your feet, my God. That means that you're not living under oppression any longer. I told you the storm was over. You're not living under oppression any longer, but you have the power over the thing that's been oppressing you. Glory, hallelujah. You have to take your rightful place in Christ Jesus. Take your seat, arise from the dust, and take your seat. Tamar, when she was raped by her brother Amnon, she ripped her beautiful garment, but she laid in the dust, and she put ashes on her head. She put ashes on her face because she no longer felt beautiful, because she no longer felt worthy. And some of us have been raped by the circumstances in our lives. It's not a natural rape. It's not a rape as a man who has raped us. Some of us have been molested, and some of us have been raped, but God is talking about the spiritual rape. Hallelujah. Well, we have gone through so much in life that we have been violated, that we have been treated this like dirt. We've been treated like filth. We've been treated like we're less than what God has said we are. And we have ripped our beautiful garments, and we have bought into the lie of the devil that we are not worthy. We have bought into the lie of the devil that we don't have any value. And God is saying it's time for you to put back on your garments of beauty. He's giving you beauty for ashes. Who am I talking to? The devil is a liar. God says, I've given you beauty for ashes. Put on your beautiful garments and shake yourself loose from the dust and the dirt that's been thrown upon you when you were spiritually violated. Hallelujah. And God says, I am restoring you to your rightful position. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, I'm restoring you to your rightful position. Hallelujah. So the first thing you have to do is awake and reposition yourself. Position yourself. Hallelujah. Get up from the dirt. Get up from that low place. Get up from that low position. Get up from that low frame of mind. Get up from that low thinking. Get up from low the bar. Get up. Get up, woman of God. Get up, daughter of Zion. Get up, my sister, and position yourself seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time to shift. Tell yourself it's time to shift. Amen. Hallelujah. The next thing you have to shift, the first thing you have to shift is your position. The next thing you have to shift is your perspective. Hallelujah. You have to shift the way that you're thinking about what you're going through. I alluded to it earlier when I talked about the fact that the storm is over. Hallelujah. I alluded to it earlier when I said you got to see yourself as already out of the storm. You have to see yourself as already victorious. You have to see yourself as already healed. You have to see yourself, if you're believing God for marriage, as already married. You have to see yourself, if you you see in yourself, whatever God has said to you, you have to see yourself as already having what God has said you will have. You have to see yourself as already being what God has said you would be. You have to see yourself as already doing what God has said you would do. I want to ask you right now, my sister, what do you see for yourself? What has God said to you about you? What has he said about your destiny? What has he said about your future? What has he said about your family? You have to buy into what God has already spoken over your life. You have a word over your life. God said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I have plans to give you a hope and a future." Do you believe it on today, my sister? Hallelujah. Do you receive it on today? Hallelujah. Are you walking in that divine perspective? Have you said in your mind, I know what the devil is presenting before me, but I already know that God told me that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. God told me I am the head and not the tail. He told me that I am above and not beneath. He told me that I am, hallelujah, the first and not the last. He told me that I am the lender and not the borrower. God already told me, hallelujah, that he's making my name great. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God already told me that he has blessings in store for me, that I am the blessed. Check this out. You are the blessed and not the cursed. Hallelujah. I came to tell you today, you feel like you've been living under a curse. But I came to tell you that the curse is broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Shift, shift, shift from that cursed place into the blessed place. It's time to shift your perspective. It's time to shift the way that you think about yourself. It's time to shift the way that you think about your situation. It's time to shift the way that you think, hallelujah, about your destiny. It is time to shift, my God. And the scripture that I read earlier, God was talking to Jerusalem, whom he called the daughter of Zion. He was talking to Jerusalem. It's amazing that Jerusalem represents a woman and a daughter of the king, my God. And he was talking to Jerusalem, hallelujah, about the bondage and the captivity that she had been in, hallelujah. And it's amazing because Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, is the bride of Christ. I just dropped the mic. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, my God. Now I'm a cold. Oh, Jesus. I'm about to be undignified. Oh, glory. I'm trying to speak in the earthly language, my God, just because in case we might have some people who don't understand the tongue, my God. But you are the new Jerusalem. The old things have passed away. God is saying, remember not the former things, but tap into the new you. Oh, you're not that old person. You're not the woman that you used to be, but you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And God has new for you, everything new. Oh, glory. You are now the bride of Christ. You're no longer that person who was in the Jerusalem that was in captivity. You're no longer the Jerusalem that was bent over in the synagogue like the woman that had been bent over by the demon spirits for over 18 years in bondage. You're no longer that woman that didn't think anything of herself, that woman that had no self-esteem, that woman that gave herself to men who didn't deserve her body, that woman who went here and there looking for love in all the wrong places. You're not that woman anymore, but you are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. You are the apple of God's eyes. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are beautiful, created in the image of God. It's time to change your perspective about how you think about you. And God said, even there in the scripture, Isaiah 52, verses 1 through 7, I think I read, hallelujah. I think I ended with verse 7, hallelujah. God is saying today, change your perspective. You're no longer in bondage. It feels like you're in bondage, but he said the yoke has already been broken. And he said, shake yourself loose, shake yourself loose, from the yoke that's around your neck. You've been carrying a yoke around your neck and acting like you're in captivity, but God says, I already broke the yoke. I already broke the yoke. Somebody shouting right now. God says, I already broke the yoke. I already took you out of captivity. You went to Egypt, they put you in bondage. As the Assyrians came and put you in bondage. You were in Babylonian bondage. And he says, what is this? What's going on with you now? Why are you still acting like you're in bondage when I have already set you free? Oh, glory. My God. You got to hear God on today. God says, I have already set you free. The curse is broken. The yoke has been not only broken, but God says, I'm giving you the power the power of it has already been destroyed, and I'm giving you the power to shake yourself free. Just shake that yoke off of you. Shake it off. Shake it off. Woman, thou art loose. Shake that yoke off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So change your perspective. Hallelujah. He says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Oh. My God, the next thing you got to do after you shift your position and shift your perspective, you got to shift your pace. My God, you know how you're driving in the low gear? Oh, hallelujah. Some of us have been driving in low gear with our praise. And God says it's time to shift your praise into a higher gear. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's time to shift your praise into a higher gear. And some of you have your praise in neutral. Oh, glory. But God says it's time to shift from neutral to high. It's time to shift from idle to high. It's time to shift from low to high. It's time to shift your praise into a high gear. Glory. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in Isaiah 52, verse 9, if you still have your Bible open, he said, break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed you. He has redeemed Jerusalem. My God, it's time to praise God anyhow. It's time to praise God in the middle of it. It's time to praise God in spite of the enemy. It's time to praise God in spite of the bondage that he tried to put on you. Because guess what? You have the victory. You already got the victory. The yoke has already been broken. The yoke has already been destroyed. Go ahead and praise, because when you praise God, you shake yourself loose. When you praise God, you shake the yoke off. When you praise God, you shake the dust off your feet. When you praise God, you serve the devil notice that he has already been defeated in your life. So it's time, my sister, to shift. I said, it's time to shift. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to shift your position. It's time to shift your perspective, and it's time to shift your praise into high gear, amen, because you already have the victory. I came to let you know today, if you didn't already know, I came to let you know that you already have the victory in the name of Jesus. You already have the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the word that God sent me to tell you today. He sent me to let you know that you already have the victory. He sent me to tell you that it's time to shift in the name of Jesus. Shake yourself loose. Shake yourself loose. Shake yourself loose. Shake yourself loose. Position yourself up. Change your perspective and praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's the word that God sent me to tell you on today. He sent me to let you know that he has already redeemed you, that you already have the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you're praising him, huh? I know you're giving him the praise. I know you're giving him the glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and magnify his name. Go ahead and shout hallelujah. You already have the victory. You and your kids, you already have the victory. Hallelujah. 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 I just can't help praising my Lord. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to bring it in, but I can't help praising him. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time to shift. Amen. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. You could call 646-652-4832. Say, Pastor Rebecca, pray for me. Hallelujah. I'm embracing my shift. Pray for me. Hallelujah. I'm embracing my shift. I know it's time to shift. I received that word on today. Hallelujah. I have the victory. Hallelujah. Pray for me. Press 1. If you need prayer, pray for me. Press 1. If you got a praise report, pray for me. Hallelujah. I got a praise report. Press 1. If you want to talk to me, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you on today. We magnify your name. God's giving you fresh oil. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God says I'm giving you fresh oil. Hallelujah. I'm restoring you. I'm restoring your joy. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for my sister. Hallelujah. I thank you for her life today. Hallelujah. I thank you for her storm. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for her journey. Hallelujah. I thank you for what she's walking through. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for using her, God. Hallelujah. As a testimony. Hallelujah. For other people, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the fresh oil, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your fire. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the liquid fire, oh God. Touching my sister, oh God. I thank you for Pentecost fire. In the name of Jesus, touching my sister, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint her right now, God. Afresh and anew, God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Give her a fresh anointing, God. From the top of her head, God, to the bottom of her feet, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lay your hands on her, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare right now, Lord, that the yoke is broken, God. That the curse is broken, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare she is free, God. I declare that all the residue is gone. I declare that she is healed. I declare that she is delivered. Oh, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I declare that she is delivered. Glory. I declare that she is set free, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. I declare right now, God, like you said in your word prophetically, God, that you have broken and destroyed every chain off of my sister's life in the name of Jesus. And she shall go forth with singing. She shall go forth with praising. She shall take her rightful position. She shall take her rightful place in you, God. She shall get the right perspective. I speak to her mind right now, Lord. And I speak your word over her life, God, that she is already more than a conqueror, that she is already victorious, that she already has the victory. I speak it over her life right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I speak a higher level of praise, a higher dimension of praise over her life right now. That no matter what she's walking through, God, that she will walk through with praise, that she will go through with dancing, that she will go forth with leaping, that she will go forth with rejoicing, that she will go forth with victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, sisters. Come on, my sisters, say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go down from this place with rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, listen. Woman of God, my sister, daughter of Zion, daughter of Jerusalem, bride of Christ, you already have the victory. In the name of Jesus, take that word down from here with you. You already have the victory. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And all you have to do is believe. And when you get tired and when you get frustrated, keep pressing your way to the King. It's not over until God says it's over. Amen. Imagine yourself at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Listen, come see me. Come see me at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, every Sunday at 12:30. We are there. I pastor with my husband. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook. Connect with Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca on Facebook. I love you. Jesus loves you. Imagine yourself at his throne. Amen. God bless you. Go peace. And so God.
Can you imagine just standing before the King?
Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in I could hold.